And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Marcus May on the line from Friends of the ABC. G'day, Marcus. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you. And, of course, the federal election, although it hasn't been officially called, is really happening. And we all get this, not surprised, because, of course, when you've got an election to win, you do want to say what everybody wants to hear. And so we hear that the Liberal federal government has said that they're going to put some money back into the ABC. But that's not really true, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, the first thing I'd say is the ABC has been attacked by both sides of politics over time. So any discussion about ABC funding is nonpartisan. However, currently, and for the last 9 years, the Liberal and National parties have been in government. Minister Fletcher, in his recent announcement, is being quite deliberately deceptive and misleading the public. And I'll explain if I've got a couple of minutes to do so.
You certainly do.
All right. So, firstly, Minister Fletcher and Prime Minister Morrison are keen to talk about the Morrison government term, the last 3 years. However, the coalition parties were returned to power in 2013, and the same players inside that government have been making the decisions and been in power ever since. So whether it's Dutton and Taylor or Morrison and Fletcher or Barnaby Joyce, the same players have been making decisions, albeit they change chairs whenever the music stops and occasionally shoot their own leaders, but the same people making decisions. So we need to look at that total period of government. So what's happened during those 9 years of government? In the 8 years since 2014, which the first budget was launched, the federal government has cut more than $500,000 out of the ABC budget, as well as defunding the ABC's international service by nearly $200 million, which brings us to about $700 million. So that's point number one. So when they say no cuts, they're only referring to the last 3 years. And let's now focus on the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, indexation has been frozen. What that means is indexation is designed to keep the spending power of the ABC budget up with inflation. Now, every worker knows.
So keep a steady keel, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm saying, everybody knows, every worker knows, if your wages don't go up but prices increase, then your income is squeezed. And that's what's been happening to the ABC. In fact, over that three-year freeze, 2018 to 21, it's taken about $87 million out of its funding. Now, yesterday or the day before, Minister Fletcher said we're restoring indexing of the ABC budget, and therefore we're increasing the ABC budget. No, that's not true. As I said, indexation is only to have a steady keel, maintain your spending power. Now,
what you're really saying is that if the ABC was a horse and you put some straps on its legs and said run, and then you said later on, I'm going to take the straps off your legs and say that you can now run, that you're a really nice person, basically. That's what they're doing, right?
Well, that's an interesting analogy. I would say more if I said to you, your $1,000 a month income is not going to go up in regards to inflation, and then inflation, you know, your price of petrol, your price of your rent, your food went up by 10% in a year, so... But you still only have the $1,000, then effectively you've got $900 spending power.
Yeah, 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 exactly right. And but that's a very, very cheeky and sneaky approach, which people should take into account when you come to a politician like Fletcher. He's saying that they're actually giving the ABC money, when in actual fact they're not.
No, absolutely. There's not a dollar increase being given. And they're current restoring of indexation now will only apply to the lower funding level 3 years ago. It's not going to catch up what's been lost.
Yeah. Well, it says that he's Morrison's pledged $3.3 billion to the ABC, but there's no extra funding because he's simply going to continue to fund the ABC at the current levels. So that's another piece of weasel words.
In fact, he's going to continue to fund the ABC at 3 years ago level.
Yeah, right. So that's even so, like Australian workers who are not being getting any wage increase, where everybody's going backwards.
Exactly the same analogy. The Australian workers have had terrible wage increases, but low level of wage increases that haven't kept up with inflation at all, and so they're suffering.
Yeah. The coalition will, by this stage, have cut the ABC get up, says, by $1.2 billion.
When I say that half a billion has been taken out of the ABC funding, this is not a figure we dream up. So independent research from Sydney University, from RMIT, from Per Capita, from the Australian Institute, all confirm this has happened. This amount of money has been taken out of the ABC budget. As a summary of that, and this, if you go to the ABC annual report, you'll see this in print, about $100 million per annum has been taken out of the ABC budget.
Yeah. And of course, this is not just about money, is it? It's about a whole range of other things, but it's the most blatant aspect to it. There's been a whole lot of other things that have been happening at the ABC, if you've been acute, about, you know, changes.
A raft of attacks on the ABC from various forms, whether it's political interference, whether it's demands to have answer inquiries about this or that, and whether they're impacting commercial media, et cetera, et cetera, been going on and on and on. But the net effect for the ABC is that there's huge programming cuts and staffing cuts that have had to be made because they've got less money. About 1,300 jobs have been lost since 2014, but they've been able to hire back some younger, less experienced staff with lower pay rates. So the net loss is about 650 jobs Australia-wide. The amount of hours of Australian drama has basically been cut in half, which is one of the things. There's another cute thing that Minister Fletcher is doing, saying he wants to table and his expectation that the ABC will report on Australian content and rural hours spent. Now, that the ABC is not an arm of government. It is not a government utility. And under legislation, the government has no right to tell the ABC what to do. It is fully independent. So this is another sort of sneaky way of edging in, yeah, we are going to tell you what to do. You know, and it's chip away at the independence of the ABC that has been a feature of the last 9 years.
Yeah, it's also, that's fascinating because it's really, it came out when the car giving money to particular sports rorts. We'll pick one of them out of the hat, you know, sports rorts. When it was actually investigated, that whole thing, it appeared that the minister involved actually didn't know the actual system that she was working under. You know, she didn't understand the power, extent of her power, as it were. You know, sort of a bit like the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, cut off their head, right? And what we appear to have is not just willful damage being done to our system, but people who are like real estate agents who just want that piece of land.
Yeah, well, funny you should bring that up. Minister Fletcher, in one of his previous chairs, was Minister for Infrastructure, and he oversaw the purchase of the Leppington Triangle piece of land for Sydney Airport, which they paid 10 times the auditor's value of that land, which was extreme when asked. He didn't seem to know anything about it. And
And also, I watched that. He blamed the civil servants.
Yeah, but it was out of his control, wasn't it?
Yeah, out of his control. But you're right. It's chip away, and the ABC has an incredibly important function. Now, if you go back to the historical roots of the ABC, to the Prime Minister who put it together, who was incredibly interested in the news. He wanted news, and he wanted the nation to understand itself as a nation, basically, because it was...
Prime Minister Menzies who's the centre of that, and it was, in the war years, but he wanted an independent source of news that he didn't have to... We had to stand on our own two feet, effectively. And the purpose was outlined as to inform, educate and entertain audiences for all Australians throughout Australia and overseas. And that was brought down to two budgets, basically, the general operational activities and the transmission services.
Yeah, well, the modern face of it is that the ABC has been absolutely pivotal in the responses during some national disasters in recent memory, even though people who have been fire affected, for example, are still waiting for funds to rebuild their lives. Having the ABC being chipped away at it regionally is really putting salt in the wounds, isn't it?
Well, it's across the board. And some people, serious watchers of the ABC and what it does, will claim currently that the ABC is unable to fulfil its charter because of these funding cuts. I'll give you another method of measuring the funding cuts. So if you take the ABC budget as a percentage of the total federal government spend, right, so that's everything that the federal government spends, in 1987 it was 0.6%, right, 0.6, that's 1987. In 1992, it was 0.4. In 2017, it was 0.25. And in 2020-21, it's 0.14. Now, if you map that out in front of you, 0.6 down to 0.14, that's an enormous reduction.
Well, I know that you like to be even-handed about this in regards to the political framework behind these cuts. However, it has been pointed out that the Liberals have actually labelled the ABC as political acid, and that...
Mr. Dutton, it's not very happy with them.
Well, not surprising, because they actually do some research.
All the research about the ABC continues to show that the ABC is by far the most trusted source of news and information. And that's because they do their research. They are impartial and they are accurate, as they're required to do by the charter.
Well, we could argue all those points, but it's definitely an important part of the media landscape in Australia, and more strength to its arm. Let's hope there is going to be a more positive more positive outcomes for the Australian political landscape with a stronger and fresher ABC.
If I can put in a plug, it's unreasonable, but I want to do it.
go on.
If you want to support the ABC, and many, many people do, about 80% of Australians, go to direct to your Member of Parliament or join ABC Friends and we'll do it for you.
Good on you. Thanks very much for spending some time with us, Marcus.
Cheers, Annie.